And welcome to the second in the series of UWE lectures in collaboration with Bristol City Council and Arno Fini. I'm very pleased to introduce Jaroslav Fryczynski this evening, who has realized a project in Bristol supported by the City Council. Jaroslav Fryczynski belongs to a new generation of young Polish artists whose work reflects upon the modernist and constructivist traditions in Europe. He originally trained as an architect and later returned to painting, or turned to painting, graduating from the Academy of Fine Arts in Gdansk. He produces large-scale wall paintings organized in concentric ellipses, grids, and patterns, generating optically distorted physical environments that engage in a creative dialogue with the architecture and spaces they inhabit. Painting is addressed as an autonomous language in a constant process of transformation and evolution, where references as diverse as hard-edge painting and utilitarian design collide. Jaroslav has exhibited widely, most recently in Portugal, as part of the Arte Contemporanea Algarve 10, and shows in Warsaw, Nice, Marfa, Texas, and Smart Project Space in Amsterdam. He will talk about his work and his commission for Bristol City Council, which has just recently been completed. I've had a little bit of conversation with Jaroslav already. I'm personally very interested in his stay or residency in Marfa, Texas, as you will all know, where Donald Judd has his estate or his legacy somehow. I hope the talk touches on that maybe as well, and really welcome you warmly to do the talk. Thanks.
Good evening. My name is Jaroslav Fryczynski, and I was born in Poland, and since 2 years I live in Portugal. Before I lived and worked in the States, Switzerland, different countries. I choose Portugal because it's a really occidental place, and I'm still in Europe, but it's the space, it's really, really, really far. I found a place where I can work, and then from this place I start to build a bit new model of my work. My work is always based on the very simple elements that are just circles and lines. We can see the reference to, as my friend Marcus said, to modernism as well, to the early 20th century experiments of great artists who completely were focused on this subject. And in this case, it's the beginning of the story. In this place, I think it's the beginning of the story. I consider modernism as a very important movement, not only as a visual language, but also as a philosophical method of analyzing our world, our contemporary days, especially now what's going on in Libya and other countries, I also consider as another part of the modernism. As we can see, this way it's not always easy. So the new ideas for the new people, for new societies, for freedom, for a sort of equal position for everybody, it's a hard job. It's also, of course, Poland, I was born in the system. And fortunately, my country was able to smoothly join European community. And it helps myself a lot, because as a painter, I love to paint a great big scale paintings. And always I had to fill these tracks and then go to the West for the exhibition. And then I need hundreds of papers, which was really, really, really difficult. You know, all these taxes, things like this. It was not difficult as from the political reason. It was difficult because of the administration. You know, I never liked it, and quite often I came with these big paintings to the exhibition in Germany or France, and then I realized, well, those paintings, they are not exactly this painting I would like to show. And then I start to paint on the walls. First I paint the circles, and then I paint my lines, and everywhere I discovered that I can travel just with the suitcase. And in the United States, when I lived on desert, I could paint my paintings almost everywhere. Of course, it has a link to the very, very prehistorian first painters who did all these fantastic stories on the walls, directly on the walls, and we can still see those works. As well, it was linked to my private conception of the painting. I love to walk beside the painting. I love to see the paintings from different corners, not only from the front position, but also from angle and from try to see it always different. So it's always it's because of this I produce the big works, because you know I love to walk around the paintings, and I'm here thanks to City Council Bristol, and thanks to Aldo. I was invited to a project in Ashton Park School. And the theme was one wall painting in a brand new school. We start to talk about this project probably 1.5 year ago. And when the school was not ready, they need to build a new extension of the school. And it was also a nice moment to see all the plans and negotiate with the architects about a few details, about colors, lamps, etc., etc. And finally, 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago, I was able, with my assistants, install this piece successfully. I choose two walls in the school. One is quite large, probably around 10 by 10 meters, approximately. It's the painting starts from the I think it's a 4 meter from the ground. This is the other work, which is in the on the other side of the building, but there is the chance if we see carefully, we can see in one corner two works together. The it's very difficult to capture this work, especially the big one, because there are lots of platforms and we can see this work not always complete, quite, it's always framed. But this provoked me to create such a work that from this place where we were able to see it, we see it not only two-dimensional, but partly three-dimensional. And to install this, it was a huge operation. We had to have a huge scaffolding system, two towers, three towers, more than 10 meters high, and we use standard acrylic paints, but still it was a bit of fun to install it. So I produce my works with the stencils. First I make lots of drawings, then my favorite manufacturer my work for more than 10 years, they produce for me a stencil. This manufacturer is in Poland, they send it here by plane. And then I mix the colors. Each of work had probably around 15 colors, maybe a bit more. So as you can see, we were jumping. I had two assistants, especially the guy in the white shirt with whom I work already 5 years. We did almost all works together. We became to be very, very, very close. It's another work, yeah. And then here we have the complete photo. I call this work Find Your Own Solution. And the other one has the title What's Up. As you can see, here there are windows, and you will see my older works. Always I like to have doors and windows in my walls. I like to escape from monumental effect, so I try to see this work from completely different perspective, just as something very normal. This work was one of the first long walls. It was done in an art center in Warsaw. It was 35 meters long wall paintings. I had also a long, big team of painters. And windows on the right side, I cover with red foil, just to have more red in the room. Free is good, more free is better. That was the title of this work. Oops, sorry. One wall goes to another room at the end, and then it was the sort of junction. You know? And we had the new wall starts, because it's not enough. And then that was at that time I didn't use the stencil, I used just the scotch and I painted. But I play a lot with walls itself. I love to have this effect when walls came out, when background came out from the real construction walls. For me it was a fantastic answer for the question, what your paintings are about. I said, about, I don't know. I mean, there is nothing. It's just a construction. Okay, it was quite a lot, no? If to have a strong construction, it's quite a lot. This work appeared in Nice, in Villarson. It was a room 40 by 40, more or less, a bit bigger, white cube. And I didn't like to work just on these simple walls. Then I built a complete one-fourth of the circle. I had a fantastic team of French workers, and they built this wall with 500 meters of steel. It's a plaster, cardboard plaster, and then to paint it, we used 5 kilometers of scotch. Never been better. Then I installed a few very strong lamps, stage lamps. People, musicians use on concerts, and these lamps had a fantastic possibility to flash, and we could we managed to make a sort of machine or memory with the information about the strength of the flash and as well the timing in between one and other flash. So we had the effect of strong flashes. The white color, the white stripes we can see here, they were painted with a sort of glossy and fluorescent paint. So after each flash, which was completely unexpected, because sometimes they were in between, they were 1 minute, sometimes it was 9 minutes, sometimes it was 5 minutes, even on the end I forgot what's the system. So when we saw these lines, suddenly we see something completely different. And then I shift to sort of a zigzag wall. This photo is from the exhibition done by director of Berlin Biennial, Sabrina van der Ley. It was in an abundant Polish city from Renaissance time, Zamość. And she invited 60 artists from all over the world to make a sort of ideal city. That was the title of the show. Very, very utopic. And then I built the utopic wall in one of the oldest academy school in Europe. It was established, I think, in 15th century. I painted few concentrated ellipses on the zigzag wall. And then again, we have doors, and we could go through to another rooms, and other parts of the exhibition. Up, up, and away. That's how I call this work. One of my first wall painting done in my grandma in the 90s. That I discover, okay, then I will paint. I have enough of this traveling and all these papers. So I start to paint circles, simple circles on the wall. And that was in 2000 in Badischer Kunstverein. Instead of wall painting, I did a big painting with the same subject. They were really sort of 3.5 meters high, probably, far away. You know, as an artist, always I had a problem. Today, this morning, we had a very nice conversation with kids who invited me to this program too. Kids from the school Ashton Park, and I said, you know, as an artist, because they ask you when was the moment I feel I was an artist, and I said, you know, I never had this moment, actually. Of course, it was my dream. Always I love art. I love exhibitions with art objects. I felt something very special, and I really would like to do this. And I have proper education, but always I had some doubts. I was never sure. Where is the point? Where is the border between art and life? And what does it mean, artist? And when I studied in Poland, I met one French artist, and he invited me to a program. Jacques Lang in the 80s opened a fantastic program for cities, and they build a sort of art centers in many places. It was a great project, and they invite absolutely the best artist at that time. And here I arrange the first job in this one of these art centers close to Toulouse, and I worked as an assistant for such people like Per Kirkeby, Dieter Roth, Pistoletto, and then it was for me the biggest education. Then I discovered that those guys are just, they have same question like me, and okay, they are much more established, but they are just like you and me. I mean, that was one of the biggest discovery. Because of this, I'm not afraid of using just simple elements, because I think this is something completely different. There are also four lights, four halogens on the top, which I light is also one of the elements of my work. And here on the other wall, I have five. When it's a full light, they don't work too much. But I love to use a special light also. In this show, I worked also with the sound. Sound, because I generate a different sort of silence. I invited sound from the street with super extra microphone, which were installed in a few places outside of the museum. So I changed the complete silence of the space inside, and then I discovered when we switch off the sound, the whole space became to be like completely empty. When we switch on, just on the level maybe of 1%, this one or five elements which appear from time to time completely build a new space. This work appeared some years ago, maybe two or three in Poland. There were just a huge staircase, probably 25 meters high, I think, with several escalator platforms, and from the top garage to the really low part, I think 6 floors, and I just crossed all the lines. It was one of the biggest wall painting, even it was really, really simply done. I had six guys, and we built the scaffolding, and I had a project, but I negotiate with the owner of the building that, you know, I'm afraid that we will go a bit farther with this project because it's impossible to see the whole effect on the paper. And he said, okay, just do it. And I think it's one of the best way to work with, even with stencils. When I have all the stencils with me, I love to change some details. So I shift it, sometimes I turn upside down, or I change the colors. Because not always everything we can calculate it when building, it's in the process of construction. Then we can see, and we would like to do something completely different. Coming back to the circles, then the circles, I start to use the concentric ellipses. Here we have double. This work, I consider it one of my most, I had at that time, I had a really, really big, I was very close to this work. It was done on in Sicilia, in a very little town, Ragusa. There was a private gallery. And when they called me and they asked me to do this, I said, you know, but I would like to have a wall. And they said, so please come and see the wall. And it was very old, the 16th century wall. I said, my God, it's impossible to work on such wall. It was wet. It was, first it was done from stone and with stones. And but they presented me a signor, I forget his name. Signor was a man like this. I showed him the work, I explained him what I need to do, and the guy said, 5 days, 6 days. And after 6 days, I came and I saw the wall, and I was almost crying because the surface was like a glass, like a mirror, and it was done from pure gesso. And the guy was really. And we stick the stencil, I paint it, remove it, and it was no one stain, no one point even came out. I said, wow, that's the craftsmanship. Huh? And the guy was probably around 70 years old, and he worked alone. Doppio anelito, double longing. Also, my gallerist from Italy, she was also really similar work, but a bit different in Harlem, Netherlands. And the work which has linked to also, which has linked to ellipses, but please imagine the very, 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 very long ellipses. So we have two ellipses. It was in Brussels. And in Germany, in my gallery in Berlin. And this was the first work, first concentric concentric circles. And for the first time, I said yes for invitation in a very historical context. It was the exhibition about the Polish avant-garde from early 20th century. Always I try to be a bit out of such museum context. I think it's too early to be in a museum, and the second, it's completely different story. And then, but when I saw the collection in this place, when I saw the real positive attitude and the real wish to big research, I said, okay, yes, why not? It's amazing house and amazing collection in the south of France, close to Cannes, Moins-Sartus. Ça s'appelle Espace de l'Art Concret. L'Art Concret, it's a German-Swiss, same verb, what means constructivist art. It's about it's a division of a very geometrical art. And I was the youngest artist in the collection, and then it was also there were also two of my favorite artists in this show, which are very, very important for the Polish art. Władysław Strzemiński and Katarzyna Kobro. They worked mostly in the 20s. Both they died on the very beginning of 50s, and they create during their lives absolutely phenomenal structure. He established the first Museum of Modern Art in Europe 1 month after MoMA in New York, in City Łódź. Of course, it was a small place, but he had an amazing collection. But first, it was the concept. They were one of the first conceptual artists, besides their colleagues. They had unbelievable contacts. Of course, there were lots of difficulties. They had not that much collectors, so the life was very difficult. War for them, it was really terrible, and what happened after, it was even the worst. It's like the really the bad scenario. In 48, they were able to make in this museum, this Museum of Modern Art in Łódź, which now has the name Muzeum Sztuki, Museum of Art, a few rooms, and it was exactly in the last moment, like 5 minutes before the socialism dictatorship in my country. It was done by for a sculpture of Katarzyna Kobro. We can see on the right side. They are from early 20s, and from for other paintings of from the collection. And 2 years ago, the director of this museum asked me to build the work in the context of this room. This room has a name, room, a neoplastical room. And he invited a few artists all over the world. Liam Gillick is also going to make work there. And he asked me to prepare something about this room. Of course, because I'm so close to lines and circles and all the things, I said, you know, maybe I'm too close. It might be ridiculous if I would paint. But he said, you know, I know you, I know your works, I know your titles. Just think about it. I said, okay. So I rather was concentrated to thinking about the work on the last years of last moments of life of Katarzyna Kobra and Władysław Strzemiński. They were completely devastated by the history and much stronger people. So what I built, it was, I called this work A Better Tomorrow, because they hardly believe that everybody has a law for the better future. And there are four walls, that room, regular room, not that the room, it's not very big because it's a 19th century house, white floor, and three sort of wall paintings elements. First, it's like the most contemporary for me. The other one, which appears here, it's more, I would say, primitive in the sense of first one, like really, really basic, like really geometrical, I missed a few words, sorry. And then the last one, it's very, very, very sublime, painted with a glossy paint, almost white on white. And again, a door, and then in the other room, it's a work of my friend, Julita Wójcik, Polish artist. In the same city, I'm talking, the museum, it's in the city Łódź. It was a classical 19th century city with the hundreds, or I don't even know how many hundreds, of factories. Factories for cotton, for wool, for classical 19th century main business, and then grown up like mushrooms. There were lots of palazzos, lots of beautiful factories, lots of workers, and very, very multicultural. 2 years ago, Adam Budak, who is a curator in Graz, and now it's also a vice director of Washington Museum, asked a few artists to build a show about something phenomenal, anabasis, the rituals of homecoming. And for me, it was just like a honey, you know, it's just like I said, I love such subjects. And he chose the Ludwig Roman house, palace, which was built also on with the end of 19th century. He invited 40 artists all over the world. And let me do, of course, my wall paintings. I choose the wall in the main, one of the main rooms, and I choose also the staircase. The staircase, when I arrived, it was completely blocked. Here, when we see the doors, at the, when I arrived first time, there was just a wooden wooden panel. This house, like many houses, were completely destroyed with a bad luck of history. And for, of course, owners had to leave. Probably they left, I don't exactly know, but probably around 40s, early 40s. They were Germans, but they were quite famous in the city, so they were very, very, they built half of the city. But they, even during the war, they didn't feel very well there. They were not probably very close to the Nazi system. So they left, and they left with the main stairs, but I hardly believe they left. You know, some of the other people, service, had to leave by the service staircase. So I was quite focused on this staircase. And I call this work indeed all the more because of that. Then there we are in the staircase, where I install wall paintings and lamps and mirrors. One is a black mirror on the right side lower, and one is an orange mirror. And here we come back to the subject, which has a link to the circle. Once I build the circles, and I'm afraid I don't have a photo of the star. I build the star from the circle. I cut the star. If we will make the concentric lines on the edge of the star and multiply them like I multiply with my ellipses, then they will have this patterns that are just like a stars. And it was for a few years I did quite a few paintings like this. Here we can see the maybe a bit better. So everything is about the circles and lines. Those paintings I did maybe 3-4 years ago. And this is my Warsaw atelier full of paintings, and I have two ateliers in Poland, and they were so full that finally I decided, okay, I have to leave. And then I found a nice house in Portugal, and I moved there. And I have, you know, simple, plenty of space and enough of light. And what I discovered, we never had any conflict with Portuguese people. It's also nice. Okay, I paint my subjects. And this is the first sculpture. Actually, this is also the first work I did in Portugal. I was asked to do the place where I live. It's a very special Algarve. It's famous for tourism, but also it's, which I didn't know that much, it's famous for all sorts of freaks and artists and utopic people and religious crazels, and they live in the hills. Not only now, but they discovered this place already in 19th century or even earlier. And my friend with whom I work, the curator Nuno Faria from Lisbon, when he told me all these stories, I was just completely in shock. And then he said, you know, but I built the exhibition about utopism, eccentricism, and he invited me to do something. I said, okay, I will do. And he asked me to do the wall painting. I said, come on, I can't paint here because it's nonsense. I will paint with light and the colors. I will make something transparent, and then I will make something which will work only with the sun. Then I built this very simple structure, like three lines, three colors. And it's just glass, and the glass security, safe glass, and we melt in kiln inside the special plastic foil, and we build a simple construction, which also has a lot of to do with the modernistic construction. We build I build the very basic group I discovered just this way. And then when I look at this work, I must say it's a perfect sort of autoportrait of me. Without light, it's completely cold form with the steel construction, with the glass. And we need the light just to project the real work. And the real work for me is this shadow, the colorful shadow. And again, come back to the wall painting, Italy. And then we have like 5 days ago, I opened the exhibition in San Lorenzo in Algarve, and with my favorite assistant Wieszek, we finished another wall paintings, Squeeze It Dry, and this one has the title Try Me. Again, lots of stencil, vinyl, and come back to a few photos of the process from Bristol, and that's it. Yes, please. If you have questions, I'm open. Please.
Your kind of crossover from architecture into being a painter, from being an architect. Could you talk a little bit about how that came about?
Yes, it has a link to my insecurity on the art field, because I hardly believe that, in the art world, from the very beginning, I will feel not safe, so I choose the architecture as the first study. But then after 3 years, I discover, man, God, I have to spend like maybe 1% of my time on the project, and then 99% fighting with, I said, no way, it's not what I'm going to do. But still, because I'm try consequent guy, so I go forward. Finally, I won the competition. I went to Greece for sort of international or even quite big meeting. Every year there is a meeting for students of architecture all over the world, and they choose different place. At the time it was Greece. And then when I saw how they work and how they see architecture, I said, wow, so I'm far away. No. And then when I come back, I just even didn't ask anybody. I just went to the art school. And 2 years later, I found the possibility to work with this big artist. And then it was like this. But as you see, I work quite a lot with space, and because for me the as I said the work it's not only the painting on the surface, it's also the light, it's also the acoustic, it's lots of details which are very, very important to have a better communication, or just to, I mean, I just love this world. Yes, it's of course very difficult to say this because I'm an author, but I think they like it. I think they like it. That was a very, very nice meeting, first meeting. They were in a jury, and from three artists, they chose me because it was the competition. And today we had a sort of meeting with students, and few of them they were exactly the same who chose me, and they were very, very, very pleased. They were quite happy. Please.
Your paintings are on all the walls, and they're painted on, they sort of become part of the building.
Yeah.
Do you think that sort of, and sort of very permanent, permanent in a way, do you think that stems from your past in architecture, they're wanting to like leave a mark on a building? Do you think that's like...
That's, I, as a, Personally, I don't like to paint architecture. It's for me, it's architecture should be rather pure, and I hate when I see someone is painting the houses in crazy colors. I really don't like it. So it's very difficult to convince me to do something outside, but inside there is something else. We have a more chamber atmosphere, and quite often my works after exhibition just vanished, and each work has a sort of I had to do it just to, because I have a big documentation of my works, and because, you know, even this work can be destroyed or something might happen, I keep the whole documentation of this, plus each work has a sort of a certificate which allowed to reproduce the work exactly like it was, because I work with stencil, and stencil is linked to the digital information on the disk. It also helps me from the other side when I negotiate with clients about the work to convince them that they are buying not only for fun this thing, they also can move it to another place if they want. There is only one condition, it needs to be only one work. Never two. If somebody will sell it and let somebody else to sell this certificate with all these documents, and the other guy will make also the same wall. So if in the case when there exist two walls, there is a point that two works immediately vanished, automatically are gone. In the sense of law, or in the sense of concept of art, so it's, you know, I play a bit with few elements here and then, but definitely I say no to paint the wall outside, you know, because I'm fed up already with the egoism of architects. You know, they propose to us a bit too much sometimes, you know, with these fancy things.
Jaroslav, your work seems to connect to a tradition that maybe starts with Russian constructivism, which is often in this country and in this culture read as a formalist, mainly formalist achievement, but underlying to it all is really a political movement. Mm-hmm. How do you think your work connects to a political dimension?
Very good question, but also to build a proper answer, it's quite difficult. I think it's as an artist, I try to do all my best to be linked to my work, to be sure that I'm doing this properly. But already, what's going on in the art world now, let me be completely free. And I can tell you that I have a much stronger opinion about the social relationship, about the people, and our political statements, what we should express, than about the next art manifesto, which now means nothing. That's my position towards contemporary art too, no? But I love contemporary art. That's the contradictory we have to live with. No? That we might be against, but we are completely for, and we love it. It's Russian constructivism, Polish constructivism, and the other movements from the modernism as I said, for me, very, very important. I'm absolutely touched when I for me, modernism, it's somewhere in the beginning of 19th century, and sometimes I can see in museums such paintings from that time. I'm completely paralyzed. Same with the music, you know. It's just sometimes that it's such a testimony included in these works that I'm completely paralyzed. Yeah, I think I can even say that this beginning of the 19th century, that's the time, especially middle 19th century, it's the time when the people start to fight for their rights, and then we have all these simple forms.
Sure. You showed one sculptural element. Is that a medium you'd like to develop further?
Yes, I would love. I would love. It's my next project. I'm quite happy what's going on with me in Portugal. It was very good decision, and you know, it needs everything needs time. And now we are fighting with my gallery to do something which will be already quasi big sculpture, monumental rather, on the main railroad train station in Warsaw. Plus, I would love to do something again with lights, with the light and with natural light and glass. But it might be already done in Africa or South America, I think. Here in North Europe, we have fantastic space to make money, but it's not that much light sometimes. Okay, I'm a bit tired. May I have a drink? Sorry. But please, if you have more question, I will be very happy to.
We may move questions on into the bar.
Yeah, that's not fair. Just drink, my. Thank you. Thank you very much.